Sports Radio 102.1, your home for high school football.
Well, I'm bringing home some good news. Got some things you'll be glad to hear. This is the end, we're through, it's over. Yeah, I'm bringing home good news.
How confident do you feel about your retirement? It's never too early or too late to start thinking about it. Ask me, Ameriprise Financial Advisor Bill Lukowski, about the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. You and I can break down retirement planning step by step to get the real answers you need. In fact, 93% of clients who have had the Confident Retirement Approach conversation feel more confident about their retirement. Get started today. Call me at 810-376-4710. Our office is located at 3473 Main Street in downtown Deckerville.
Percentage based on Ameriprise Financial Confident Retirement Client Survey as of December 2013. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, a registered investment advisor. Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA and SIPC.
Your number one Harbor Beach Pirate fan, Auto Owners Insurance and Albert Insurance Agency of Harbor Beach and Port Hope is a winning combination. They'll work with you to ensure your home, auto, business, and life to keep everything you value safe, sound, secure. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Call Albert Insurance Agency in Harbor Beach at 479-0143 or in Port Hope at 428-4113 for all your insurance needs.
You know, the only thing bad about traveling your mom's for the holidays is she has no Wi-Fi, and I go way over my data plan every year.
Well, dear, this year you're in luck. Thumb Cellular is now offering a carryover data plan. You know, when we're at home, we barely use any of our data, but when we travel, boom, it's gone. For just $5 a month, we can now carry over our unused data for future use. So when we're at home, we build up data, and when we travel to mom's, we can use all the data we've banked from month to month.
I can do this for only $5 a month?
Sure can, and if we upgrade to the 10 gig plan, the carryover per month is included.
Stop into Thumb Cellular and Bad Axe, Carol Pigeon, or Sandusky and ask about the new carryover data plans. Also check out the amazing smartphone deals. Get the HTC One or LG F90 for free, or a Samsung Galaxy S5 or the brand new LG G3 for just $199. Terms of service apply. Go online to thumbcellular.com. Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb.
This Christmas season, the iPhone 5C is now free with contract and data plan at Thumb Cellular. Hurry in today!
Listen to WLEW Sports in more ways than ever before. Tune into Sports Radio 102.1. Go to WLEWSports.com and stream online, or, of course, go to Twitter at WLEW Sports and Twitter at WLEW Sports. Well, it's now our segment we like to call the Media Roundtable on WLEW Sports, where we gather up as many football aficionados as possible and pit them against each other for bragging rights. Joining me today from the Huron Daily Tribune, it's the troubadour of the trenches, Paul P. Adams. Ryan Brown potentially playing spoiler today. Unfortunately, was supposed to be part of our crew here. Our sideline gear is not working, so unfortunately we had to send him home off to the minions out there without heat. And, of course, our in-game analyst for WLEW Sports, Dave Hansen. Good to have you, gentlemen, here.
You must have been listening to George Strait when you come up with his nickname this week.
The Troubadour. Long story behind that one.
No, we'll get to it later.
Does this game count for two?
No.
through the end of the season, we'll be keeping score, and when that time comes, we'll deem a Media Roundtable winner. The outlook of actually having a trophy for this season's winner, the trophy has been sent to the engravers.
Ooh, good place for it.
It hasn't been etched yet, but it's sent there. So just keep that in mind, boys. So how it works, each media representative picks a winner and a final score for today's feature game at WLEW Sports Network. The winner is deemed by selecting the winning team and by having the most accurate point differential. If no one selects the correct winner, then I, Clark Ramsey, will graciously accept the victory for the week. And the current stands are at Paul Adams 4, Mr. Hansen 6, and yours truly, Clark Ramsey, with 1. Dave Hansen was able to right the ship and hold off a late-season surge from Paul Adams, picking a 16-point differential in a 14-point game. So, Dave Hansen, the tee is yours. And actually, before I start, I went back and listened to last week's game, and you were in between 16, 14. You couldn't remember what you wrote down. You actually picked 14 initially. We wrote down 16. That's what we went with. Regardless, the tee is yours.
Yeah, no, it was. You did it right. It was 16, but this one here is going to be a little bit different because I'm not sure what Mr. Adams has up his sleeve, but I think you're going to see a slugfest tonight. Obviously, Muskegon Catholic Central, the favorite, the this, the that. They haven't lost since that game, you know, whatever. They're the team to beat. Now, 2 years ago, sitting in the same spot, same booth, same field, same teams, the same story. You know, Harbor Beach was, this was the end of their run. Congratulations, you play Muskegon, lay down. Not the same, it's the same exact story. So Muskegon may be the favorite. I'm still going with Harbor Beach. I got a 30-27 victory for Harbor Beach.
30-27, a 3-point differential for Mr. Dave Hansen here.
Oh, we got wow. Paul already. Wow. Just, wow. We got him frustrated
already.
Already
threw me for a loop already. I thought you'd take the over.
All right. I agree. Adams.
Well, since Dave took all my time, and you already put him on the clock.
You took mine on Sunday, remember?
Yes, I did.
That's true story. True story.
I agree with everything Dave said. MCC is coming in here the favorite, and I mean, to pick Harbor Beach, obviously, we're picking the upset. And if you think I'm picking against the hometown Pirates, you got another thing coming. It's just a factor of what the score is going to be, and I do believe this is going to be a slugfest. There's no way Harbor Beach runs away with this game, even if they do get out 26-0 like they did in 2012. With that said, you know what? It worked in 2012. I'm gonna do it again here today. We're gonna go 32-27. Why not? Well, maybe we can recapture a little bit of that 2012 magic. So I'm gonna take the very small over.
So Paul Adams with a 5-point differential, 32-27 in his prediction of Harbor Beach winning, and Dave Hansen also picks the Pirates, 30-27, a 3-point differential. So I guess I got the Catholics at MCC.
Yes, you do.
All right, well, let's take a look at other games that went on either today or yesterday around the state. The 8-player championship took place last night in Greenville, Michigan. And Larry, my buddy Larry Lawrence, secures the state championship, finishing the season at 13-0, beating Cedarville 56-12. Paul, you're the expert on 8-man here.
What a game. No surprise there at all. After Lawrence came into Peck last week and beat Peck by 26, everybody in the state knew they were in trouble, whether it was Cedarville or Deckerville. As the two names I've been saying all year, Cam Meyer, the receiver, and Derek Gribbler, the quarterback, had absolutely outstanding games last night, and they were just two of many that just, wow, what an absolute
your
performance.
True, your true state championship game, though, was Peck and Lawrence the week before.
Absolutely,
so
yeah. Kind of like it is here today.
I feel the same way.
In Division 7, the state semifinals, last night, Traverse City, St. Francis, and Ishpeming played yesterday at 2 p.m., and Ishpeming took out St. Francis 22-13. And that winner then plays Saginaw MLS. That was last week's game. I didn't take that out of there. So Saginaw MLS and Ishpeming take on or play today, and that is at 2 p.m.
Yeah, that's up at the Superior Dome, so Ishpeming obviously has home field advantage. But I'll tell you what, if there's a team that can take out Ishpeming, I believe it's MLS. We saw them against Lakers. Very, very good passing team, and I think that's what they're going to have to do. They can power run a little bit, too. I think they're a very complete team going up there. I'm predicting the upset, MLS over Ishpeming.
I'll take the safer pick there, Paul. Ishpeming's the team to beat there. They're the cream of the crop in that division. So, you know, they should win this game. They really should, but you nailed it right on. MLS has an aerial attack that can attack Ishpeming, and that's where Ishpeming is weak, if there is a weakness, is that secondary. And if MLS can keep it close, they can air it out and avoid some turnovers, because when you air it out, that's when the interceptions can haunt you. So you can prevent those. I definitely think they can hang around, which is all you need to do if you're the underdog.
And we now, I've come to find out, had a few emails sent for me from Sagan MLS thanking us for the broadcast last week. And we have quite the fan base over in MLS. So whether it's Catholic, Lutheran, non-denominational, we got them covered.
Sweet.
And, of course, last night in Marquette and Superior Dome, Beale City and Munising played. And Munising used a field goal in the fourth quarter to take out Beale City 10-7.
Oh, we knew you were just going to be giddy about this game, Clark. 7, no score at the half.
And what wins it? A field goal.
A field goal wins
it. Thank you very much.
Yes, the special teams come through. We know how much Clark loves his special teams, especially kickers. It proved to be big. And, again, Beale City, you know, a team that we really weren't sure about. You know, Beale City, didn't seem as good as what they had been in past years.
had what we thought was an easy road to Ford Field, and even they couldn't pull it off. Munising with a big upset. I don't know how many people seen this coming, but we did.
Seth Stapleton and I both called this game.
We did see it.